I were a postman or a postperson, I'd call her a pest. Karen and Richard Carpenter, please, Mr. Postman. Looks like love again. And before that, from Dan Rogers, and first in those three songs on KCPR, just after Consumer Time, we heard Lobo holding on for dear love. Well, I'm Jerry Peek, and across from me in, I still haven't figured out what the studio is, Brian.
I haven't looked, it's A, I can see Studio B across the room.
It's A, you told me.
Yeah, you're calling Karen, boy, if Karen Carpenter wanted to get a letter from me, I wouldn't complain, I'll tell you.
Well, anyway, well, I know you have some interesting things coming up this hour. One of them is a story about our own Weird Al.
Our own, that is right, some exciting stuff is happening to Weird Al, we're going to have that story.
Okay.
A lot of other things are happening around the world, as you probably know, in Tehran.
Let's have an update.
Okay, they're reacting to President Carter and his threat to use military force to free 49 American hostages still held in the occupied U.S. Embassy in Tehran. But doctors say he's improving. In California headlines, Brian Hackney reporting that Governor Brown is in Iowa today to put in a bid for caucus votes and an invitation to a presidential debate.
November 29th at Station 51.
This is Brian Hackney reporting with 91 Sports at 11:59. Southern Cal's Charles White and Oklahoma's Billy Sims, the two leading candidates for the Heisman Trophy, have been named to the All-American team selected by the American Football Coaches Association. Currently a nice 68 degrees in San Luis Obispo. Well, 2 months ago, fame came at last to one of our own personalities at KCPR, Al Yankovic, known to devotees as Weird Al, recorded a takeoff of the Knack's My Sharona, and did it ever take off? On the popular nationally syndicated Dr. Demento show, the song reached number one and stayed there 3 weeks. The song, says Al, is still doing well.
Number 2 this week so far. It's been on the top 10 ever since I sent it in.
Although it seems the popularity from the song had reached its peak, we're beginning to wonder if all the excitement is just beginning. This morning, Al got a call from New York.
Steve Marcus, who is from some sort of large agency in Long Island, New York, and he says he's heard my song up there, and he's interested in it. And he's in charge of a upcoming TV program called USA. It's kind of like a special program, kind of a takeoff on Real People and 60 Minutes and programs like that. And he has a film crew in Los Angeles, and he was thinking of bringing it up to San Luis Obispo to do a special on me and my song and KCPR in general.
You might wonder how in the world New York ever heard of this humble song that had its origins in the bathroom across the KCPR studios where it was recorded.
Well, he says it's like the number one requested song on some kind of radio station up there that plays off-the-wall type music, I guess.
And just what is the production company coming to California for?
That's to see Cheech and Chong and Rod Steiger. They're doing some specials on them for the same show.
Rod Steiger and Cheech and Chong. Not bad for a kid whose first recording had men on the door to the studios. Wonderful Weird Al. This is Brian Hackney reporting for 91 News and Information. Now, from KCPR San Luis Obispo, Jerry Peek plays them for you.
Oh, 12:02. Thank you, Brian. This is Maxine Nightingale on your station, right back where we started from.